Nancy Nussbaum says it was a veto of conscience. She says the resolution on English is anti-immigrant and anti-minority. But 18 members of the county board felt differently when they voted Wednesday to override the veto. 7 members wanted to uphold it. This was the first veto Nussbaum cast during her tenure as executive. She says the override was no surprise.
I'd heard a lot of the debate, and I'd seen the original count, and I knew that probably it would be overridden, but I still felt that it was very important to make the statement. Even though it would change nothing about the way we do business day to day, there was something in the words of the document that really didn't reflect the true best side of Brown County.
Brown County's English language debate has attracted state and national attention this summer. Even with the resolution on the books, the county must abide by federal and state laws that require governments to accommodate non-English speakers. County board members have 10 days to reconsider their votes, but Nussbaum doesn't expect anyone to have a change of heart. She says she'll ask the board to approve a $50,000 grant to the Literacy Council of Brown County. The council teaches recent arrivals English. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.